The placards may have featured different sayings, but the message to the Doug Ford government was clear. Keep your hands off our land. Close to 50 area residents turned up Friday afternoon in front of the Midland Public Library, where Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop maintains a constituency office on Wednesdays, to protest the reigning Provincial Conservatives Bill 23 and its controversial plan for the Greenbelt. Gaia Seagram worries the government's building plan will dramatically hurt the province's environment and could eventually affect a provincially significant wetland near her Thunder Beach home. This would take away that protection, she says of the wetland that's home to rare species like the red-headed woodpecker and leopard frogs. Also, the greenbelt should be protected. Bill 23, the More Homes Built Faster Act, 2022, received royal assent on Monday to the criticism of many. While its intent was to spur housing and affordable housing development, the freezing and exemption of development charges as well as concerns regarding environment and conservation issues have caused citizen groups across the province to raise their voice in opposition. Last month, the provincial government announced it wants to remove land from 15 different areas of the Greenbelt, while adding acres elsewhere so that 50,000 homes can be built, despite previous promises it wouldn't touch the Greenbelt. Linda Chernecki traveled from Wasatch Beach for Friday's protest. I've been following this thing forever, says Chernecki, who was part of the movement to protect Site 41. I can't stand by with what he, Ford, is going to be doing. Everything with this is wrong, we're going in the absolute wrong direction. Bonnie Pauze and her husband farm a piece of land not far from French's Hill, which has been at the center of an ongoing dispute about protecting the world's purest water from nearby aggregate companies. Our farm has been impacted by aggregates, Pauze said, noting the companies that use groundwater to wash tons of gravel on a daily basis have turned what was once crystal clear water into something resembling a milkshake. And while the protest wasn't held directly to protest aggregate washing or the region's water supply, Pauze has a message about the province's plan to create thousands of new houses under Bill 23. If they build more houses, they're going to need more aggregate, they're going to need more resources, she says, noting that will affect not only her farm's water supply, but also green spaces and farmland the province's population relies on to ensure clean air, natural spaces and food. They should be building up, not out. And we're just a spoke in the big wheel. The ecology, everybody's going to be impacted. We need to think about the future and all those families that need to be fed. Pauze said that since COVID hit, environmental groups have been splintered. These latest salvos from the province, however, have helped unite them again. The country's precious and we need to protect it, Pauze said. Greed is not a good thing. Dunlop did not respond to requests for comment. Organizers of Friday's rally, which featured similar protests in Coldwater and Orillia, says Dunlop campaigned in 2018 for protecting the Greenbelt and she proudly stood up to Doug Ford to back down on his plan to open it for development. When her rival Jerry Marshall's time came to question Dunlop, he brought up Ford's previous plan to open up parts of Ontario's Greenbelt to development. Marshall wanted to know how the PCs would protect green space in Simcoe County. Ford abandoned that plan, Dunlop replied. Myself and other candidates spoke up in favor of not touching that land, she said. Yes, Ford did change his mind and I don't see anything wrong with that. Full article here, or see this video for a portion of the debate, where Dunlop goes on about how important our environment, farmland is.